for you, folks. Earth Day. I want to know who you think of when you think of Earth Day. Who would you most like to take a moment right here on the radio to pat somebody on the back, give them a well-deserved attaboy on Earth Day? Not necessarily a actual person, could be, but maybe a particular group of folks, a profession, an industry. Who gets the attaboy for their good stewardship of our God-given resources on this Earth Day? Always amazed at the amount of national media coverage on this that doesn't align with my values on who deserves the credit. That's the beauty of What's on Your Mind, covering the Northern Plains, giving you a chance to have a voice, which we do very thankfully to this great audience every single day. Hand you the microphone. It's as simple as a phone call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Who do you want to thank on Earth Day for their good stewardship of the earth, of the land? Tell me, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to email it in. Questions up on our Facebook page as well. Welcome to an Earth Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Happy Earth Day, Todd Mitchell.
Happy Earth Day, Scott Hennen.
Padna, for being here on the program with us today. And what else we got going? We're going to chat with some folks from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, one of our fine sponsors today on the program, as well as folks from the American Farm Bureau Federation, about the EPA's Water of the U.S. proposal. Guessing most of our audience is going to want to thank different people than the EPA would like to thank for the Earth Day, but it is, after all, something we need to keep an eye on. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, their Waters of the U.S. proposal is chock full of peril. Pete Hannabut, the Public Policy Director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Don Parrish, Senior Director of Regulatory Affairs for American Farm Bureau Federation, today to talk about that bottom of this hour. And fresh off another stunning performance last night, the pride of Scranton, North Dakota, Kat Perkins, who is competing on The Voice, an NBC show, will join us next hour as well. So lots of ground to cover today on the program. By the way, we mentioned yesterday, breaking news during the program, it was announced Paul McCartney's coming to North Dakota. Now we know what it'll cost you to see Paul McCartney. $251 for the top tier, $25 for the bottom tier. So, Paul McCartney on your concert bucket list, and if not him, who? You could pick anybody. We're going to talk about that a little later on in the program, too. All right, let's get to the phones here. Todd's out in the oil patch. Who do you want to thank on this Earth Day, Todd, out there in the oil patch?
I would like to thank our road superintendents and our blade operators out here that are trying to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, because all of us truckers, we wear these roads out day after day, and they have a daunting task, and they try their best, and sometimes they don't have the best material to work with or any material to work with. So I'd like to give a shout-out to those fellas.
All right. Keeping the earth maneuverable, right? As best they can with a whole lot of traffic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Todd.
I'm a farmer from Central North Dakota, and I give a shout-out to the farmers. And I really appreciate and excited about the way we've changed farming over the years, from my great-grandfather to my own operation of the no-till. And the soil is in place. Each year I know where my land's at. It's not eroding by wind or water. And also a shout-out to the farmers.
Well said, Todd. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550 is the main number, the best toll-free number to get us at 800-228-0550. By the way, when you call, two options. One, leave a message, make a comment. We'll play it. Two, to chat with us live on the air. Who gets the Earth Day attaboys in your mind? Jim in Fargo, you're next.
Well, I think that the farmers, especially the farmers of old, always
get a kick out of the environmentalists today thinking that they're such recyclists. When I grew up on the farm, nothing was ever wasted. You used everything. Everything was used. Nothing was thrown away. Everything was recycled. If you fertilized the land properly with manure, everything was done right at that time. Some things they weren't, but the emissions from the coal probably wasn't the best. But you know, we were environmentalists long before they ever come up with the environmentalist movement, in my opinion.
Were and still are, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. You know, because, I mean, nothing was ever wasted. I mean, you had a can, a bottle, you used it, you stored the bolts in it. I mean, nothing got thrown away, and nothing. Everything was used and reused. We just need Earth Day to remind us that you need to use the common sense, I guess. Your common sense club is my favorite word because that's what it takes to live and exist and do things properly is common sense.
No kidding. Appreciate the call, Jim. Thanks. And, you know, this is where the EPA doesn't get it. And to me, this is such basic, simple common sense. You're exactly right, Jim. If you live on the farm, if you make your livelihood on the farm or ranch, are you not going to take care of it? Is it not sacred? It's how you provide for your family. It's how you make your living. It's yours. You own it. It's precious. It's like one of your, family members, for crying out loud. Why would you need somebody sitting behind a desk in Washington, D.C. to tell you, hey, here's what you got to do? Isn't that just flat out crazy?
I think
it
is.
Yeah. Attaboy's today on Earth Day. Who gets them? Tell us at 800-228-0550. By the way, what were you going to say, Tom?
I shared onto the What's in Your Mind Facebook the story about how somebody with a Prius decided to pull over and rip into somebody with a pickup, and it turns out it's a farm family. I don't know what farm you can run on just a Prius. I mean, most of them probably need a pickup or two.
You know, what is it with it? You know, look, I think, a Prius or, pick your flavor of, a vehicle that goes on alternate fuel or electricity or whatever. Great. I mean, I'm for every innovative idea out there. Get them all out there. I don't think less of the Prius drivers. But why is it that somebody that drives a Prius or one of those little, go-karts, that is more quote unquote environmentally friendly. Why do they have to be so hoity-toity about it? Example of not recognizing.
I get the average soccer mom does not need a Hummer H1. I get that, but just because somebody drives a pickup, and I don't remember where this was. Heaven forbid somebody would try that in North Dakota. Try running a ranch in North Dakota on a Prius or a Geo or something. It's just not going to happen. I know we have this dream of a utopian society where everybody gets 50 miles a gallon, but some people are going to have to drive trucks because of what they do. You can't get away from that.
All right, here's a call that came in during the break.
On this Earth Day, I'd like to remind people that our Heavenly Father has given us stewardship over this earth, and I drive this mocking area every day. Several couple, 200-300 miles on every day in this area, and it's pretty nasty. It looks really bad. The garbage and the trash and the old wash machines and dryers and couches and God knows whatever else might be out there that they're dumping. We just need to remember before we start throwing things out that we're responsible for the earth here while we're here. So, thank you. Bye.
All right. You know, I drive the Bakken a lot. I don't know that I've seen the laundry list that he describes. It's windy. Today's another windy day in the patch. So I get that some garbage can blow around and a lot's happening fast. And, they have a lot of these neat little pickup days that they're doing, pick up the patch days. A lot of these communities host North Dakota Petroleum Council sponsors. So I know there's efforts to take on the trash. As far as the dumping thing, number one, he's right. We've got a great resource here from the good Lord, and we ought to protect it, and that's why I'm asking this question today, rather than, thinking that, the Sierra Club and the Buffalo Commons crowd are the ones that deserve credit, who always get it from the national media, that we actually go to people who live it and work the land. But is the call right? I mean, you've seen a lot of that stuff, and I don't profess to be on every, you know, back county road and everything else, but certainly, 283, 85, 1804, 20. But just spent a little time around Watford City, Williston, Tioga, Stanley, and don't exactly see it to the degree the caller's suggesting, but certainly agree with the sentiment. You know, hey, take it seriously. Who gets the attaboy from you on Earth Day? I think there's one we're missing in the energy sector. Who would that be? Tell me. 800-228-0550. We'll continue. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The North Dakota Farm Bureau for bringing you today's broadcast. Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in North Dakota? Remember, it was the North Dakota Farm Bureau that said, we're going to do something about this? Stood up for farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, started that constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. What happened? North Dakota was number one, the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And by the way, that passed with more than 70% of approval from North Dakota voters. And other states now are doing similar plans. That's leadership, because ag is important to our state. North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Find out more about them at ndfb.org. 20 past 9, Earth Day. We're chatting about Earth Day and who you think deserves the stewardship, deserves the credit. Caller before the break said, hey, remember, don't dump your old stoves and washers and dryers. And yeah, no kidding. By the way, I'll add another one to that list. My all-time pet peeve: people who flick cigarettes out of the window, especially lit cigarettes. You know, that might not be a good idea. Maybe Earth Day is the day you say, you know, I'll use the ashtray. I'll take a cup and I'll just dump them out next time I go there, you know?
Only on Earth Day, use the ashtray, you should probably be...
Well, start using it every day,
okay.
Right?
I was going to say.
You turn over a new leaf on Earth Day, you know what I'm saying?
It sounds like you're going to be perfectly willing to burn the Earth down tomorrow, but today you do the Earth a favor, but...
There you go, yeah. John, on Highway 23 near Watford, you're next on What's On Your Mind. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just make a comment about the guy with the garbage there. Driving down 23 here, I would say, looking at each side of the road here, probably every mile you could fill your pickup box up with plastic, wood, buckets, old clothes, you name it. I mean, it's terrible out here right now.
Is that right, huh?
On 23 it is.
Yeah, now the plastic, I guess I get that's going to blow around. I mean, it's windy out there, but the big stuff, that's just somebody being lazy and just dumping it because they can, in your view?
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of that, but just a lot of the small stuff, you know, just tons of it here.
Yeah, and that's why those pick up the patch efforts are great, because there is a lot of just stuff. I mean, you got so much happening, but... the visual he painted with, you know, like the sea of used appliances on the sideline, just something I'd never seen. So that one seemed a little extreme to me. But what you're talking about, just stuff blowing around, I've certainly seen plenty of that. John, appreciate the call. Ron, north of Kildare, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I'd like to invite the Kildare area public to help us participate and pick up the patch. It's going to take place in Kildare on May 9th of this year. For more information, you can get a hold of Quality Matt at area code 701-764-4502.
Great suggestion that folks, and I know NorthDakotaOilCan.com does a nice job of keeping track of all the different Pick Up the Patch events that are happening. Williston's got a robust program. A lot of the communities do, and it's a neat deal. So that's a good way to combat some of what you're talking about there, Ron. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. There is an energy sector in North Dakota that I think deserves immense Earth Day credit. And who do you think I'm talking about? Who in the energy sector in North Dakota ought to get some attaboys today? Can you tell me? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Karen Fargo, who do you want to pat on the back this Earth Day?
The most fun week of the year is this week because we can ride buses for one aluminum can, for example, a pop can. And that means I could choose to go today from Northport to downtown Fargo, get a transfer slip, and on that same one pop can go to, for example, Dilworth Walmart. To make it even better, both Pepsi and Coke now have these little 8-pack cans of pop where they're about half the size of the regular one. So I have a bunch of little cans.
Well, Karen, that sounds very exciting. You literally call this the best week of the year because of what you just described there, huh?
The best city bus week of the year.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. Appreciate the call, Karen. Thank you. Sally, up in Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Got an Earth Day attaboy?
Hi. I think, you know, we should use common sense every day of the year, of course, and we shouldn't throw garbage out and litter our, you know, landscape with that stuff. But to tell you the truth, I'm kind of sick of the whole Earth Day thing. I mean, we know that Earth Day is creation of and plays part in the agenda of the so-called green movement, which is, in fact, at its heart, an anti-American, one world tool. And
well, I agree with that. I think that
I think we should ignore Earth Day, frankly.
I think we got to push back, Sally. Don't you? In other words, I agree with you. It becomes a big green thing. It's the extreme environmentalist.
Every time we say green, and every time we say Earth Day, we're giving them a little boost. I know that the message that you're trying to put over is that, you know, we're people are doing good things, you know, without having to be a political movement about it. But, I mean, really, I think the more time we give to the words Earth Day and the words Green Movement, it's kind of like, who was it? Humphrey said one time, I don't care what you say about me, just, you know, get my name right. And I think that there's a certain amount of publicity that we're giving away free to these people who do not have America's best interest at heart. Now, that's not
yeah,
to say
I don't think we should take care of our planet.
Surely we should. I think it's a fair point.
I think there's two schools of thought. You could just say this is, and I have to admit, I mean, there's been times when I see Earth Day coverage, I would roll my eyes. Because the mainstream media uses it as a—I mean, they think farmers are the—they're the ones that abuse the land. That's how ignorant they are. My view is, you know, rather than let that train go down the station and the power of the media set the agenda, set the table, and you know, own the space, if you will, that you push back against that a little bit, and in this case, say, hey, farmers deserve a credit. They make their you know. Generations handed down, it's sacred ground. They feed the world and they provide for their families, for crying out loud, you know. So, but just I take your point, Sally. You're definitely right. Steve, traveling 994 near Jamestown. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you. I just wanted to give a shout out to our educators, our teachers that are taking on that responsibility with our young people, teaching them to be responsible and on this Earth Day. They do a great job.
All right. Another good suggestion there, Steve. Thank you very much. We're going to squeeze in Art in New Salem here before the end of the break, see if he has my energy sector figured out on who deserves an attaboy today. Hey, Art, what's on your mind?
Okay, I guess I'd like to encourage people to use the recycle containers that Bismarck has that cut our garbage to about a third. And most everything is going in, and that has been a great benefit for us and I think for our country.
All right, Art, an attaboy to the folks that are recycling. A lot of suggestions here. Didn't get my energy one yet. I think, first of all, farmers and ranchers, tops on the list. But right below them, one that I think actually is more often than not considered the enemy. But you see if you can figure it out.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. The EPA's Waters of the U.S. proposal in our focus with our guests from the North Dakota Farm Bureau and American Farm Bureau Federation in a moment. First, let's get Tom and Grassy Butte in here with a comment to tell us what's on his mind. Tom, take it away. You're up.
Scott, thanks for letting me get online here. I just want to give a shout-out to all the little companies that provide jobs for 30,000 North Dakotans and people who came from other states out here. And let's give a little shout out to all the cows who are flatulent today. Craig's good heat for us. All right.
60,000 jobs, too, I think is the number, Tom. Double that, baby.
All right, perfect. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, appreciate the the energy sector, I was thinking of. Number one, if I had to say, you know, who should we be patting on the back on Earth Day, it'd be farmers and ranchers, number one. No question about it. Number two, how about folks that use the God-given resources we have in the Earth and then, ultimately care for the Earth at the same time? How about our coal industry? Prime example. I defy you to tell me where there has been coal mined in North Dakota and then reclaimed, and point to any signs that there was the surface mining going on there. I mean, some of the reclamation areas are absolutely incredible. So we pull out the cheapest energy there is, and we have this 800-year supply of it, and we put the Earth back, pristine condition. How's that for an incredible American ingenuity? And, you mentioned farmers and ranchers and the coal industry, and you're going to have, the Earth Day crowd, spitting pea soup, right? And their heads spinning around for crying out loud, But I think they deserve it. I would also add in there these eco pads now, where you have the innovation allowing for multi-site well pads. So now your footprint reduces, but you're actually getting more oil and gas from the. I mean, that's incredible. So they don't get enough of credit, and I think that's one of the things we can do with Earth Day to shape the agenda if we decide to go there. Anyway, appreciate the discussion this morning. Let's talk a little bit about the EPA. Speaking of Earth Day and their Waters of the U.S. proposal, Pete Hannibut's here. Pete is the policy director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Pete, how you doing?
I'm fabulous. Pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much.
Glad to have you today. And Don Parrish, Pete's in studio, and Don's on the phone. Don is the Senior Director of Regulatory Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
All right, gentlemen. So let's talk about the Waters of the U.S. proposal and our worries here from the folks that look at Earth Day from a little different perspective, the EPA. Don, what is the Waters of the U.S. proposal?
Well, we view it as kind of an end run around Congress in two ways. Congress included the term navigable as kind of a limit to where they wanted EPA to regulate truly aquatic resources. More importantly, the Clean Water Act also protects, states and locals when it comes to how far EPA can regulate land use types of issues. And I believe this proposal puts EPA in the driver's seat of local land use decisions and is an end run around Congress and the Supreme Court.
Navigable, meaning, you know, this policy should just pertain to stuff I can put a boat on, not something that's a good-sized pothole on some piece of farmland.
Well, clearly Congress intended the Clean Water Act to regulate broadly, but not unlimitedly. And in what EPA is trying to do here is regulate rainwater. They're trying to regulate places on the landscape where water puddles or may flow during a rainfall event. But that's land use. It's not water quality. It's not protecting aquatic resources. And it goes way, way further than Congress intended.
If the EPA gets its way, Pete, what is the biggest threat to farming and ranching in North Dakota from your view?
Well, it'll have a huge impact on us, any of the prairie pothole states. But you think about every little puddle of water, every little bit of standing water. I would like to see the EPA prove that water running underneath a cattle guard is navigable, but that's their intent. And so it is a huge overreach by an ever-intrusive national government under this administration, and it will put them in everybody's backyard. And just think about what a joy that would be to have them, the EPA, and federal government having an impact on every county commissioner's job in this state, every rural setting in this state where there is water at some specific time of the year. So basically, as Don says, rainwater falling and pooling and then maybe evaporating within the next 6 weeks. For that 6 weeks, the EPA could come in and say, you can't do a darn thing right there, and it'll impact spraying, it'll impact fertilizer, weed control, insect control, anything. Unfortunately, this is an attempt of the EPA to get into everybody's life through the regulatory process of just basic rainwater.
By the way, a couple experts here on this proposal by the EPA, and so if you have a question specific to your own situation that you want to address, a great time to do it with Pete Hannabut from the North Dakota Farm Bureau and Don Parrish from the American Farm Bureau Federation. Telephone numbers here to weigh in with these gentlemen, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or send us your email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. The threat level from the EPA is at an all-time high in so many areas. Do you think, Pete, that your members, folks here in North Dakota, get the seriousness of this, or has it just sort of become noise when there's so many different threats you just sort of tune them out? What's the level of concern here among your members, farmers and ranchers in North Dakota?
Probably a little bit of both. I think we have some members who have kept up with this, but for the most part, as you say, when you're being assaulted from so many sides, you tend to tune some things out, and we're trying to raise the awareness with our members all the time, obviously, but we definitely have to start beating the drum a little louder on this one, this proposal that's come out, and so we'll see how it plays out, but I know that our members are that know about the issue, obviously, can read it for what it is, and they are obviously alarmed by it. But we'll see in the next few months how just raising the general awareness of the public, how that translates. We obviously will want folks to implore their elected officials, the congressmen and the senators, to rein in the EPA. But at this point, it is a little bit under the radar screen of the general public, I think.
Yeah, I want to have you walk us through the process of this, of the different steps to get what they want ultimately. But before we do, maybe each of you can kind of walk us through a couple of points that worry you the most about this that you think folks need to know about. Don, from your perspective, what's the most worrisome in this proposal here? What should folks know about?
Well, I think Pete hit on what impacts farmers and ranchers. This proposal not only impacts farmers where they move soil around, you know, and again, we have to put a shovel, a plow in the ground, we have to put conservation practices on the ground. This could impact all of that, but it also could impact individual farm activities like controlling weeds or insects or applying nutrients. Well, that's important. It's important to agriculture because if we get EPA in the business of micromanaging what farmers have done, we will see a huge shift in you know, the way farmers and ranchers produce. We have an excellent track record of reducing our environmental footprint, and we utilize less nutrients now to produce more food than ever in our history. But unfortunately, it's not just about agriculture. you know, I have heard your program, and you talk about oil and gas, you talk about energy resources. This is going to impact everybody. It's going to impact where we build roads. If we can build homes, it's going to impact, you know, our ability to build schools and hospitals. This is going to permeate our lives, and it's going to do so in a way that is not for the better. It's going to increase cost with very little benefit.
So walk me through a scenario in which they could say, no, you can't build a home there. I own the property. It's mine. How does the EPA under the waters of the U.S. proposal, prevent a home from being built on a particular parcel?
Okay. Now, what we're talking about right up front is we're not talking about building a home in a stream, but we are talking about building a home on an upland. This particular proposal puts EPA into regulating areas where water may flow or pool, even in an upland. And what happens in a case like that is if you're building a home, you're more than likely going to need a construction stormwater permit. You may have to go to the state of North Dakota to get that permit, but guess what? It's a federal EPA permit. EPA can look at that and say, okay, here are the conditions for you to build your home, or EPA can look at that and say, no, we think there's enough homes already in North Dakota, or no, we don't want you building in this area, and they can reject even you getting a permit in those cases.
Ouch. Pete, how about from your perspective? What else pops out of you that, if you sit down with somebody and say, hey, do you know what's in this waters of the U.S. proposal and what the real-world, real-life impacts could mean on you? Which things do you think need to be front and center?
Well, I think it in the general scheme of things, it just gives the EPA veto power over generally accepted farming practices that we have been using, conservation practices and generally accepted farming practices that we've been using in America for a long time now. This is not the days of the where a lot of mowboard plowing goes on anymore or anything like that. We do a very good job as stewards of the land. I feel like every day is Earth Day to a farmer. And yet the EPA is talking about telling you cannot do this any longer on this property because maybe for the month of March it has some water that stands on it, and therefore you won't farm this for the rest of the year. It just restricts a farmer's ability to do the type of normal farming operations that they've done because it invites the federal government in to have veto power over normal practices.
And
let me add just a little bit to that, and I think Pete nailed it. This could even get into micromanaging how a farmer builds a fence. Fences around this country, if you're in Texas, you may build a barbed wire fence. In other parts of the country, it could be a split rail fence. Ultimately, EPA is going to even be able to dictate the types of fence and the types of post that a farmer would use if they are building these types of activities, these types of fences, in what EPA believes are going to be waters of the U.S. in the future. That's huge, and we've never had that level of micromanagement in building fences or a whole lot of other things that we do on the ag landscape.
Yeah, you've effectively got our attention here. Now the question is what to do about it. We're going to ask that of Pete and Don when we come back. North Dakota Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Pete Hannabut and the Senior Director of Regulatory Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation, Don Parrish, with us today. Your questions welcome, too. Why do farmers do what they do? From the Farm Bureau next, and then more of our conversation with these gentlemen. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best, with that deep cleaning process and that free VIP service. The calendar's flipped to April. What's that mean, Megan?
Starting April 6th, we will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to give us a call at 701-628-1550 to check for wait times. Otherwise, the later hours will certainly guarantee you a shorter wait time.
And when you do have a wait, don't forget the free VIP service and that great lounge. Now open 24-7 on the truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle, Stanley.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlight is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlight with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Another one's coming to North Dakota. Not George, not Ringo, not John. No, Paul McCartney, ladies and gentlemen. And next hour we're going to talk a little bit about whether or not Paul McCartney's on your concert bucket list, and if not him, who? On What's On Your Mind, we're also going to talk with Kat Perkins from The Voice. Right now we're talking about something the EPA is trying to hoist upon us called the Waters of the U.S. proposal. And it's a lot of stuff to worry about. We're going to talk more about that with our guests in a moment. First, we're going to answer a question on why farmers do what they do. You ask your questions, we get you answers, and somebody asked us to ask why farmers use fertilizer. One little farming 101. So we found Carson, a farmer and regent, to answer that question. So, Carson, tell our listeners here why farmers use fertilizer, would you?
Just as humans need nutrients and minerals, so do plants. Fertilizer is one invention that has led to the great increase in the worldwide food production. Properly applied fertilizer creates the perfect environment for crops to grow healthy and quickly. The main reason why farmers use fertilizers is to add nutrients into the soil. Fertilizer has become essential to modern agriculture in order to feed a growing population with fewer acres to do it with. In nature, when plants die and decay, the nutrients they extracted from the soil are returned to the soil through decomposition. But when crops are harvested, the nutrients are not returned to the soil. So soil nutrient levels can decrease over time. Bottom line, A farmer's living is dependent upon the yield of his crop.
Yeah, good point. So we have to take our vitamins, and it's sort of like the crops taking their vitamins, the fertilizer. Makes sense. Thanks, Carson. Ask your questions of why farmers do what they do at the website of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, which is ndfb.org. ndfb.org. And we'll get you answers on why farmers do what they do. All right, back to our discussion here with Pete Hanovit, Public Policy Director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and Don Parrish, Regulatory Relations Director for American Farm Bureau Federation. You guys have effectively told us a lot of the ugly in this EPA Waters of the U.S. proposal. Now I want to know, where it's at and what we can do, what steps they'll have to undertake to implement all this, and what folks should be aware of in the way of getting engaged to stop it. Don, where is it at right now?
Well, your listeners should understand that this was just published in the Federal Register, and I know that may be foreign speak to a lot of your listeners, but it was just published in the Federal Register yesterday. That means that the public has an opportunity to go out to regulations.gov, look up this proposal, and make comments on it. And we encourage every listener to do that because this is so broad, it is going to impact everybody. So it is really important. I also think we also need to be talking to our elected officials. This is the type of initiative that doesn't need to come through regulations. That's almost shadow government. This needs to come through elected officials, and elected officials need to be right in the middle of it. And that means contacting your members of Congress as well as your senators. Make them aware that this is an overreach and that there's problems going to be associated with this, not only for farming, but for every aspect of the economy.
On that point, Pete, where's North Dakota's congressional delegation on this? Have you got Senators Hovind and Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer?
Well, they're all aware. They're all aware of our concerns with it, and we will have an action alert that asks our members to weigh in with them. I know the congressman. We have talked with staff there, and so we know his understanding of it, and his concerns are similar to ours. And so we are in the process, since it was just published this week. We are in the process of making sure that we light that up and let them know how we feel about it, so that they are aware of it. But it has been an issue that's been cooking for a while. With the idea or the concept of making everything navigable has been out there for a while. And so it's not a new issue per se, but it is a new issue as far as actually being proposed by the EPA and being published in the Register. So now is the time that we will start the bell ringing on this one. And so we're going to have our members light them up on it and remind them of our feelings on it. And I'm sure they're aware of it in the broad scheme of things, but the application is what we're going to be explaining to them now.
And Congressman Kramer does a talk radio town hall with us every Wednesday tomorrow. He'll be on, as well as Senator Hovind, by the way, for our listeners, and has gotten a number of calls and questions about it. And I know has been flat out mocking the EPA on this definition of navigable waters. Only about a half a minute left, Don. Timeline-wise, how long does it take to go from rule proposed to a on-the-books regulation?
You're looking at EPA giving the public a 90-day comment period, and that is a travesty. Farmers are now needing to go to the field and plant this year's crops. It's going to be very difficult for us to get a handle on that. We need a longer comment period. And let me also tell farmers and ranchers not to be deceived. We're expecting the EPA to hold up exemptions. Those exemptions do not apply broadly. They don't apply to new farms, and they don't apply to things like weed control and fertilizer application. So we've got a lot to do here, and this issue is definitely one for the ages.
I'd also encourage you to be a North Dakota Farm Bureau member. I mean, that's how you get in the arena here. So if you aren't already, join the legions of folks that are doing this and out there fighting in day in and day out in the trenches on these all-important issues to protect your livelihood. It's important. There's an all-out assault coming for sure. Pete, Don, thanks for the time today. Appreciate you schooling us up on the latest on this EPA proposal. Take care.
My pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, friends.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good?
With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.